brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones with boots on the ground in Hardin, Montana, as we speak, breaking this very important story of foreign military mercenaries taking over a privatized prison system in an economically destitute area. Alex?
Jason Burmes, absolutely. And every 5 minutes or so, new people roll into here. People from Billing, people from Hardin, people from surrounding communities wanting to know what's going on here. How could you make up a story this bizarre where some foreign multi-time felon from Serbia with bizarre mercenaries in tow comes in and leases a facility that's being looked at as a detention center for Guantanamo Bay people, takes it over in the middle of nowhere, brings in their own vehicles with police decals on the sides. A lot of people in the local town and the establishment have been think they're part of the power structure or defending it, even as it comes out that he's a serious criminal. But the average locals, almost unanimously, when you talk to just the common folks, they are very upset about this. They're very angry, and they're not stupid. They keep saying, how are they going to fund this gigantic facility? In the town, there's 3,500 people. In the county, there's only a few thousand more people in the surrounding area. I mean, this is extremely ultra-rural, one of the most thinly populated areas in the country. How are they going to fill 450 beds to start with? And they say that they want, in the news, at least 1,000 more beds. They want another facility built onto this. This is a very large. So are they going to put a quarter or 10% of the town in the jail? I mean, I guess in Texas we have over 10% of the public has warrants out for their arrest. And that's the issue is, this was built as an economic development zone. That's how sick this has gotten. That's what our economy is. Face scanning cameras, checkpoints, police, barbed wire, most of the big new grants that people are getting to go to college. The scholarships are for Homeland Security or different functions of data mining and spying on the public. Our entire economy is being set up to be looted by offshore corporations, mercenaries, you name it. We know Blackwater's been used by the police in North Carolina. We know that Blackwater's been used raiding marijuana dispensaries in Southern California. We know that other mercenary groups are now being used here in the United States. And look at Blackwater with the federal filings and now being indicted for murder and raping children and all this other crazy stuff. It just goes on and on and on as criminal corporations and corrupt groups and unsavory organizations, all these different merc groups, some are unsavory, some are secretive, some are criminal. It's all just a mass, a cancerous mass just coming in and metastasizing and feeding on our society and our economy. I know you have Peter L. Scott coming up later. I also know you have Bob Chapman. I know you have a lot of other news on the flu situation and calls. I want to let you get to that, Jason. For the last 15, 20 minutes of the show today, I will call in and give you a full report after we've talked to some of the other people in the local city and county government from here in Hardin, Montana. But we had to come to this when we had police vehicles driving around with the Serbian crest saying Hardin Police, and then the Two Rivers said, oh, yes, this is our wish list to have them be the police, and this guy has now been photographed at city council in a police uniform at meetings where they were saying they want to become the new police force, and they've now moved the city council, the mayor, and others. This is in local news. We've now gone back over news articles from the local paper over the last 6 months. And they are moving in the next few weeks to get rid of the Bighorn Sheriff's Department as their police force here in the city limits of Hardin. And clearly in the wings, they even have the vehicles here with Hardin Police. They were going to have the detention center run by a convicted felon con artist out literally feeding on the public and jailing locals and putting them in this facility housed right next door to a bunch of mercenaries. I mean, it doesn't get any more bizarre than that. This was truth a slave center to turn a local town into a slave grid.
Absolutely. Truth is stranger than fiction, and this is the next progression in the prison planet. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you've just joined us, you have missed some breaking news. This Hilton character with 17-plus aliases, multiple felony convictions, over $1 million lost in civil suits that have still not been paid off. This guy has an open warrant in Wyoming. It's unbelievable. If you've missed any of this, you need to get the podcast. You need to listen to the rebroadcast. You need to call your friends and family and let them know that this is going on in this country. We're going to open up the phone lines. Hopefully, we're going to be talking about this Hardin, Montana issue or possibly the flu. And we've got some big news on the flu coming up. But I want to remind people that Fall of the Republic drops October 21st, and if you pre-order, you will be the first to get this video in high-quality DVD. Fall of the Republic documents how an offshore corporate cartel is bankrupting the United States economy by design. Leaders are now declaring that world government has arrived and that the dollar will be replaced with a new global currency. President Obama has brazenly violated Article 2, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United States, the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. Total conflict of interest, total treason. A scientific dictatorship is in its final stages of completion, and laws protecting basic human rights are being abolished worldwide. An iron curtain of high-tech tyranny is now descending over the planet. And that reminds me, I gave these guys a video yesterday that basically showed you how the new Google Earth was going to work and how you would be able to, in real time, live time, see CCTV camera footage of what's going on the location that you zoom into. We'll get to that story later. A worldwide regime controlled by an unelected corporate elite is implementing a planetary carbon tax system that will dominate all human activity and establish a system of neo-feudal slavery. The image makers have carefully packaged Obama as the world's savior. He is the Trojan horse manufactured to pacify the people just long enough for the globalists to complete their master plan. This film reveals the architecture of the New World Order and what the power elite have in store for humanity. More importantly, it communicates how we the people can retake control of our government, turn the criminal tide, and bring the tyrants to justice. Fall the Republic, the presidency of Barack Obama. Pre-order it today. It drops October 21st, less than 3 weeks away, folks. All right, I wanted to get into some flu news. And, you know, one of the stories we've been covering for the past 2 to 3 weeks was how Walgreens was heavily promoting the influenza shot and how you could get that shot by going into the store. They'll administer it. They'll not only give it to you, they'll stick you with a needle. It's the greatest thing ever. And it should become no shock that due to that and due to the fear-mongering and the hype surrounding the swine flu and the regular flu, that Walgreens is up 5.3%. Well, the jobless rate goes up to an admitted now 9.8%. It's well over 10%. We're going to be getting into that with Bob Chapman in about 20 minutes when he joins us. They're making hand over fist big bucks by selling you the flu vaccination. And remember, the Mayo Clinic did a study about 2 to 3 months ago where they admitted if you take the flu vaccine, you are actually 2 to 3 times more likely, 2 to 3 times more likely to get the flu. Unbelievable. Inconscionable. Unheard of. Let's read the story. This is out of Reuters. In-store flu vaccinations helped Walgreens company, the largest U.S. drugstore chain, post a 5.3% jump in September sales as its stores open at least a year. Some store sales of general merchandise, which have suffered as consumers curb non-essential spending, also climbed for the first time since May. So by Walgreens pimping out the regular flu vaccination, they're making some scratch. And let's not forget, the H1N1 vaccine, the people that don't like needles, they're going to try to offer you a nasal spray. I implore you out there, people. I implore you. Refuse the shot at all costs. We read a story out of Abilene, Texas yesterday where they admitted that it wasn't really mandatory and that they had been curbing people who didn't want to take the shot. And then they said, well, you know, there are a couple of waiver forms, but the waiver forms will only go so far. And if your child has 10 unexcused absences, they're going to become truant. And we all know what happens in this country if your child's truant. Here comes CPS. Meanwhile, they give Verichip Corporation an exclusive license to patent used in virus triage detective systems for the H1N1 virus, and then their stock jumps up. They make it mandatory for all military personnel, including National Guard and people who work for the Defense Department, to take the H1N1 vaccine. And remember, it's not really H1N1. It's H5N1, it's HN1, or H1N1, and it's human flu virus all mixed together. See, that's in the backdrop. They've really downplayed that aspect of it. And they always try to target the poor. And Catherine Sebelius, who's the head of Health and Human Services in this country, also a Bilderberg attendee the last 2 years running, has openly stated that she plans to vaccinate 11 million illegal aliens as well. That should tell you the mentality of this country. They're going to vaccinate 11 million illegal aliens, but they're not going to deport them. You know, they're going to say, oh yeah, you're not in this country legally, take the shot. Because they always go after the poorest, the people who are in the least control, the people who are willing to bow down to the government. What is this? This is not America, folks. This is not America. This is like something out of a combination of Soviet Russia and communist China. But you tell the average person on the street this, they'll just nod their head, Did you hear about John and Kate plus eight? Did you? I can't believe it. He left the show. I love that show. TLC, woo! And right now, the only people that I know of that are standing up for their rights and saying no to this formaldehyde, squalene, mercury-based vaccination are the Albany health workers. They're the ones that are out in front of the city capitol saying no. Let me just read you the first paragraph of this this article. This is out of the Troy Record, and Troy is right outside of Albany. Again, the local media will report on this. You're not seeing it on Fox News. You're not seeing it on CNN. Formaldehyde, mercury, and squalene may sound like ingredients in some kind of toxic chemistry experiment, and that's what this is. But these are actually what can be found in the H1N1 flu vaccine, which should be made available to the public next week. And it is partially because of the presence of these toxins that nearly 500 people rallied at the Capitol Tuesday against the State Department of Health mandating that healthcare workers should be vaccinated for the swine flu by the end of November. If they don't comply, these medical professionals could lose their jobs. So they're going after your jobs, the way you make your living. They're going after your children. How sick and disturbing is this? For what? The piggy flu? And remember, they preemptively put out an Associated Press and Reuters press release that says, oh yeah, a lot of people are going to die, a lot of people are going to get sick, but that's normal, and it's not because of the vaccination. And then we have this young girl who took the Gardasil shot against HPV. She dies 2 hours later. 2 hours later, the mainstream in the UK immediately jumps on the story, says vaccination death, this girl died from the vaccine, and then American media, boom, let's spin it. It can't be that, U.S. News and World Report. 2 days later, oh, she died of a tumor. She had a tumor. Folks, this girl was healthy. She was a 14-year-old girl. Even if she had the tumor didn't kill her 2 hours after she took the vaccine. Let's be real. That's not how it works. And if you believe that, I got about 5 bridges to sell you at a great price. You can contact me over at my Facebook and my MySpace, and I'll give you a real good deal. Just make the checks out to Jason Burmes. That's the kind of suckers we are. I want to read this. Health officials seek to vaccinate illegal immigrants against swine flu. With swine flu vaccinations set to begin in October, public health officials are mobilizing to ensure that the nation's estimated 11 million plus, and that's a low ball number, it's probably more around 30 million, 11 million plus illegal immigrants are vaccinated to protect themselves and the public. Unlike the debate over whether illegal immigrants should get federal health care, there is little dispute they should be included in the nation's voluntary vaccination program. Voluntary? I just read to you it was mandatory. It's semantics, it's wordplay, it's Orwell all over again. It's again, it's a hybrid of the dumbing down through medication, through the foods, through the vaccinations that you see in Brave New World, and the Orwellian doublespeak that you saw in 1984. We believe it's important that all people are vaccinated regardless of immigration status if there's a pressing public health concern, said John Fair, a legal policy analyst at the Center for Immigration Studies, which opposes taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants and wants to reduce immigration. Leaving 10 to 12 million immigrants unvaccinated against swine flu, also known as H1N1, would increase the health risk for everyone and make it much harder to control the epidemic. And remember, they put us under level 6. They put us under level 6 months and months and months ago. And then somehow in Spain, even though level 6 was the highest it could possibly be, you went to the CDC's own website and you went to their checklist for pandemic flu viruses, and it said it basically could quarantine you. Not basically, it could quarantine you. It could allow the use of off-site drugs with your inability to sue afterwards. No repercussions for these people. Total martial law in America. In Spain, they upped the game to 6.2. But you can't go higher than WHO level 6. So again, it's about putting you in fear, making you want to take the shot. We'll be back after this with your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $997.30. A 1 ounce gold coin to be purchased for $1,025.51, $512.75 for the half ounce, or $256.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,025.51, $512.75, or $256.38.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and the Bull.
All right, folks, we are live. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex in Hardin, Montana. at this foreign military training facility slash privatized prison run by an admitted criminal with 17-plus aliases. With over $1 million in debt due to civil cases he has lost, a man who spent time in the California Correctional Facility. You can't make this stuff up, and he's the leader. He's the one in charge. He's the guy wearing a very deceptive American police force badge at city council meetings. He's not American. It's not a police force. All right, I promised I'd take your call, so let's jump to Brian in Montreal. Brian, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How's it going?
All right.
I wanted to clarify something about the little announcement they made about the medical study up here in Canada, because it certainly was a mind trick. I've heard some people state on the show that they thought just taking the regular shot would put you at risk. That isn't a lie, because I've already heard from a doctor here in Montreal in the springtime when the flu first came out saying that they would put it in the fall shot. So that's not a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But what people have to understand is up here in Canada, most of the people are fooled most of the time. And last fall and this spring, they had their seasonal regular flu shot. And up here in Canada, us info warriors have been doing a good job on sites like 12160 and 911 Sherbrooke to inform the people. And so there was a big resistance, even though in CanWest they published it 95% said they would be willing. A lot of us questioned who they were asking, because that was a complete lie. At the same time, they had a poll on CBC site, and they were saying that only like 60% of people were not going to take the shot. So they knew that the public was not interested. So what they were trying to do was scare the public by saying, if you've received your seasonal flu shot in the spring of this year or in the fall of last year, you would be more likely to get. So this would scare people. I've had like 15 people come up to me, and at least five of them, they explain it to me exactly like that, that they've been scared. They think, well, because I got the flu shot in the spring, I'm five times as likely. I better go get this new H1N1 virus.
Well, that actually is a separate study from the one that I mentioned earlier, which was out of the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. But they used the same propaganda, and I thank you for the call. You know, they're always trying to put these people into fear. Let me give you an example. Remember, the mainstream media is the psychological warfare arm of the establishment. Let me read this one out of Fox News. Again, trying to scare pregnant women into injecting themselves with formaldehyde, squalene, and mercury. Nearly one in three pregnant women who've contracted H1N1 have died in the U.S. That's the headline out of Fox News. A stark reminder about how deadly the new H1N1 virus can be. During the news briefing Tuesday, U.S. health officials said the virus has hit pregnant women especially hard. And remember, we had the New York Times with a similar article earlier in the week. Pregnancy is no time to refuse the flu shot. So, of course, they're going to use fear to try to corral people into taking the poison. Let's go to Wilson in Florida. Wilson, you're on the line.
Good afternoon, Jason Berman. It's a pleasure speaking to you. I just wanted to start off by asking you, do you have a number to your radio show? Because I call the GCN Network, and I'm constantly hearing the Alex Jones on replay. And I don't have access to a computer, so is there a number I can call so I can hear you?
Sure. Let me just give that out to people, and that's the direct line here, and I thank you for the call, Wilson. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. That'll get you here in studio now for Alex Jones, and that'll get you on my Sunday show, 6 to 9 Central. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Aaron in Kentucky. Aaron, you're on the line.
Hey, so I've got like two bits of information I thought I'd, you know, share.
Mm-hmm.
The first is I went to the Kentucky Department of Homeland Security website, and they basically got this program called Eyes and Ears Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
where basically you're encouraged to call an anonymous tip line and basically report any suspicious activity. And they had, I guess, like reading a press release, they had a booth set up like at the State Fair in Louisville
mm-hmm.
over the last like month.
Well, Al-Qaeda's everywhere, sir. We need to be tattling on our neighbors. We need to be tattling on their garbage activities. We need to be tattling on their carbon emissions. We need to be tattling on everything and anything. I mean, how else are we going to stay safe?
Another thing, I just got a magazine here in the mail, New Scientist magazine. And the name of the article is called Enough of Us Now.
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote the article were Paul and Ann Ehrlich.
Basically, hold over. Hold over. I'm going to go to you into the next segment. In the beginning, we have Bob Chapman coming up. But, yeah, these articles are everywhere. I mean, out of Salon.com, they're saying that don't have babies and you'll curb global warming. Their word population sustainability is a eugenics term for one-child policy. That's what the deal is. They don't like you. They don't love you. They're not here to protect you. It's the Alex Jones Show back after this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to jump back to Aaron in Kentucky in a moment, and we have Bob Chapman on the line. But first, I want to thank some of our great sponsors that make this show possible. EcolaBlue.com. That's EcolaBlue.com. You can call them at 1-800-691-6043. Do you want fresh, clean drinking water? Goes through reverse osmosis, gets rid of the fluoride, the chemicals, the pollutants, pulls it directly out of the air. We're talking 7.5 gallons of water per day. EcolaBlue.com, 1-800-691-6043. And let's not forget Diginet, personal audio and video recorder. If you want to be safe in your persons and property, I suggest Diginet. personal audio and video recorder. You can set this up in your home or your car. People don't notice it. It's so small. You can go to diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. And they've got a ton of great products out there that can fit your budget and your lifestyle. Or you can go to Infowars.com and click on the big banner over at Infowars and Prison Planet. Aaron, tell us just quickly about this eugenics article. We dropped him. Apparently we dropped him, so we're going to go directly to Bob Chapman. Bob, how are you?
Well, fine, thank you. And I'm glad to be back this Friday. And I saw you on tape this morning, and I thought you did a terrific job.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Let's just get into the financial news. The Associated Press, Reuters, all the major news agencies are now admitting to a 9.8% unemployment rate. We know the number is actually higher, but for them to admit it's up around 10% is unprecedented. And I've got headlines in front of me. World Bank head acknowledges shifting global order and how they need a new economic world order. These have been headlines all week. And this one's out of Reuters. IMF, World Bank warn global cooperation could falter. Basically, they're saying if people don't cooperate with the cartels, the banksters at the IMF and World Bank, things could get much worse.
Well, it's extortion. It's a threat. They're trying to tell you if you dare touch our Federal Reserve, we'll destroy the economy. And what they don't understand, or they don't want to go there, is that they are the richest people in the world, and they get the most to lose, including their lives, probably. The American people and the people of the world are not dumb to what they're doing. You know, we have all these alternative radio programs such as Alex Jones and many others, and we have some publications that discuss these kind of things. Not many. I wish there were more. And the world knows what they're doing. And what their plan is now, and all this propaganda that you just talked about coming through the UN, the G20, they're doing away with G7 and G8. They're moving toward a world currency, which will be out of the IMF. They're using SDRs, which are special drawing rights now. The Japanese and several others are using them. And they want to phase into a world currency. And if they don't have any backing in gold, it's just not going to work. It's just another fiat currency, just like SDRs are. And so that's where they're headed with this thing. Now, this isn't going to happen tomorrow morning, but it is going to happen over the next 2 to 3 years. If I had to put a time frame into it, I'd say probably a year and a half to two. And I think that what they're going to look for is when the dollar gets on the USDX, which is an index weighted of six other currencies versus a dollar, which is selling at around 77 right now, down from a high of 124. When it gets down to 40 to 50, which I think it will over the next year and a half to 2 years, then I think they'll make their move with the devaluation of all currencies or revaluation of currencies against one another, and also accompanied by a major default by many countries, including the United States, which about one-third of the debt will have to be paid off, and the other two-thirds will be done away with. And that's where I think this whole thing is headed, or at least that's the way they want it to head. And that's what I think is in the future.
Well, there's two points that I want to hit on a little more extensively that you just talked about. One, the idea that these are the richest people in the world, yet the dumbed-down public believes that Bill Gates is the richest man in the world, followed by Warren Buffett. And certainly those men are powerful and wealthy, but they're really just tools of the real establishment, the real elite. Let's speak to that. And then on top of that, we're talking SDR units and a global currency. When they do announce this global currency outside of SDR units, are we going to see this as a hard physical currency or just a fiat traded currency that we won't see an actual bill or coin for?
Well, knowing them and knowing the status of the nations gold-wise, they sold most of their gold off, it will be without backing. It will be another fiat currency. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's any question of that. And it won't work any better than any of the other ones. But I think it's going to be accompanied by a very deep depression. And I think that the turmoil that's going to come from that may upset their plans. And as you saw in Montana, and you reported with Alex on the air, that's the tape I saw this morning, they are already, and they're responsible for this, putting these criminals into the United States. They're nothing but mercenary murderers. And they expect to do that all over the country and then use that against the people.
Absolutely. And how shocking is it that, you know, number one, we have somebody with 17-plus aliases, multiple felony convictions, over $1 million in lawsuits lost and unpaid, an open warrant in Wyoming, and this is the guy that's going to head up the privatized prison system that was first built in 2007? This is insanity.
Well, this is the kind of people that they attract, and because of the criminals work very good with criminals, now, the people in banking, Wall Street, the power behind all of the Illuminati is the European heads of royal families called the Black Nobility, and they've been in charge of it probably since the 14th century, and they are the ones who hire these types of people, and once they've done their job, they get rid of them. They eliminate them. And so you're going to find a lot of very, very bad people who are going to be in groups like this, including Blackwater. I mean, they're no lilies of the valley either. And these are the people that the American military are going to have to take out.
Well, I hope it does actually come to that. But when we expend our U.S. military forces overseas in illegal conflicts such as Afghanistan and Iraq, and now we continue to beat the drums against Iran, and now they're ramping up, again, privatized foreign mercenary services in this country, it seems that that's the plan. Let's bring the foreign mercenaries into this country. Let's bring the NATO troops. Let's bring the people that will be more apt to pull guns on the American populace in quarantine situations and emergencies, and let's dispel our U.S. military overseas so they can't defend the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Well, there's an answer to that, and that is this. There's going to be a certain amount of military in the United States, and it's up to the American citizens to go to the military and say, I'm at your service. I've got my own weapons. I've been trained. You just tell me what unit you want me in and give me a uniform.
Well, I hope that the military
There's
really wakes up.
There's 80 million veterans in the United States, Jason. 40 million of them been in combat. There's 450 million weapons in the United States. These people are going to get a taught a lesson that they'll never forget. It's just like the Japanese were asked after the war, why didn't you invade the United States when you had the opportunity? And they said, well, everybody's got a gun and they ought to shoot it. And so, you know, they figured that and he said, no, we don't want to tangle with that. Well, the Illuminati wants to tangle with it. And not only is it going to cost the lives of their mercenaries, it's going to cost them their own lives.
Well, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court is set to rule on the Second Amendment coming up. That's making headlines everywhere. What do you expect to see out of that?
I think probably that the people who have guns will be able to keep them.
Well, I hope that we are, and I hope that they don't restrict our firearms any further, but we know what their plan is, and we know they like to encroach on our freedoms incrementally, so we'll be keeping a close eye on that. You know, as the economy continues to falter, as the dollar continues to drop, the last time I checked it against the SDR or Special Drawing Rights Unit, and for, you know, listeners out there that don't believe that there's already world currency, just type in SDR conversion rate into Google and you'll be able to see the conversion rate of the SDR across the board on all the other currencies out there. The last time I checked, the dollar was somewhere between 60 and 67 cents or 60 or 67 units compared to 1.67 to 1 SDR. So I would say it's only, you know, it's about two-thirds the value of 1 SDR. Yet we've seen gold shoot up. I believe it's over $1,000 at this point. Silver also doing well. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, the government, through the Treasury Department, the Working Group in Financial Markets, the Federal Reserve, They have been holding gold down here at about 1,000, but they don't have the physical to depress the market. And so every day they come in and they battle with using derivatives and also on the futures exchange, and they're going to lose. It's only a matter of time before gold moves higher. And where? Anywhere between $1,200 and $1,700 an ounce. And I think that's imminent. I don't think that's far away. And I think if I'm right, you know, let's say it went to $1,600 or $1,700, which is very possible out of the technical formation it's in right now, I would say that there's a chance next year that it could go up to $2,500 to $3,000. That possibility exists. So gold is going to be a dynamite investment, a way of protecting your wealth, probably the only way, gold and silver.
Well, tell people how they can make that investment today and tell them about your newsletter.
Well, the International Forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, political issues all over the world. And we have two issues a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays, by email. We have a hard copy that goes out. And you can go to our site. That address is theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com, or you can call toll-free, 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. And you can get a free introductory copy, either hard copy or a email copy.
Excellent. I want to shift gears and really discuss how the public is being more and more acclimated to military and military-style troops on the street. You know, I went down and I covered the G20 in Pittsburgh with another couple info warriors here in the office, and they locked down the entire downtown area of Pittsburgh with Humvees and National Guard units at every bridge, at every street corner. And when I went up to them and I was filming them, sometimes with Cindy Sheehan, who would approach them and say, you know, my son died for this. This is disturbing. This is disgusting. And I would ask them, you know, what do you have to say to critics that would say that this is a violation of posse comitatus? And I was talking to, you know, people who were the freshest in the military, 18-year-old kids, to people who were 40 and 50 years old, sometimes even older than that, who had, you know, all sorts of military experience, and not one of them could even tell me what that was, Bob.
Well, that's understandable. Among the ranks, unfortunately, you don't get a lot of high IQs. And so these people, you know, they do their job, which is to function as an arm of the United States government and the president. And they don't know very much about anything. You will occasionally find people in certain units that do, but more often than not, no. And the officerial corps, of course, if you address them, they might have smiled and said, well, I'd rather not speak about that, but I understand what you're talking about. And so they just don't know. But on the other hand, Jason, we're looking at half the population in America is functionally illiterate. And so, you know, you can't expect probably more than one-third to even have a wild idea of what you're talking about.
So sad. It really, really is so
sad. And every country's in the same boat. They all have functional illiteracy that's terrible. And I'm talking, you know, ours is about 51%. Canada's is 40%. I mean, Germany's is 40%. The educational systems in all these countries have degenerated unbelievably.
Well, we see it when we, you know, talk to people, and they can't tell us what the three branches of government are, but they can tell us about David Letterman's affair. You know, we are so mesmerized and hypnotized by the box that talks to us at night in our living rooms that we just don't seem to take an interest in what's going on in the streets of our own country. And, you know, out of the Washington Times today, DHS is deploying LRAD weapons to police departments around the country, again, furthering the militarization of our police force, Bob.
I saw the article, and it's there. I'm carrying it in tomorrow's International Forecaster, which keeps on getting bigger and bigger. In fact, I carry more links now than I ever did before because there's so much going on out there, and I don't want to miss anything. And I know everybody doesn't have the time to read the whole thing each time it comes, but that's okay. Go through and pick out what appeals to you and things that you see that you want to know about.
Absolutely. All right, so they're now admitting that the jobless rate is at 9.8%. What do you think the true and real numbers are at this point?
Well, all you have to do is take U6, which is 16.8%, the last figure I got. And that includes that short-term unemployment you just mentioned and all the people who are no longer getting state checks for unemployment, all the people who are working part-time, which is almost 10 million people. The average work week now is 33.1 hours at the last time I saw it. And also we have the discouraged people who have gone out and for a year and a half or two are trying to get a job and there just isn't any. And so they've just given up. So that's what comprises that 16.8% U6. But there's another thing in there called the birth-death ratio. And it was something created in 2003. And the government said, we don't have time to go out and check on all those small and medium-sized companies, so we're going to guess at it. Well, of course, they always guess in their own direction. And they average about creating about 185,000 jobs a month. And so, and that's on average. And so if you take that out of U6, because it's a Mickey Mouse figure, it's 21% unemployment.
That's one in every five people in this country with no job. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's going to get a lot worse.
Yeah, we continue to slide down this path of establishment tyranny, of mindlessness, of everything's going to be okay. Everything's not going to be okay unless we step up to the plate and hold our leaders accountable and try to bring the Constitution and Bill of Rights back from the brink of extinction. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
We are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Peter Dale Scott coming up in the next segment in studio. We're sitting here with Bob Chapman. Mr. Chapman, in this final segment, why don't you just wrap up in a nutshell, what is the most important thing that the American populace needs to know at this point?
I think they know, should know, and they should get after their senators and congressmen and make sure we passed H.R. 1207 and investigate and audit the Federal Reserve and then ultimately get rid of it. It's the home, the nexus of the Illuminati. This is the core of which they operate from. And if we can separate that and get rid of it, we can move towards solving some of the problems. There's a big move afoot right now to, as I said earlier in the program, to replace the dollar. There's no question now. People, in order to protect themselves, have to be in gold and silver-related assets. What's going to happen next year? Half of the stimulus package has been spent. And my guess is most of it will be gone into the economy by next June. So the second half of next year will see the remainder of the effect. And after that, if they don't inject another $2 trillion stimulus into the economy, or banks can increase their lending, which is off about 14% from last year, if both of them don't do that, the economy is going to spiral into a deflationary mode. Now, what do I think is going to happen? I think we're going to get another stimulus package, and I predicted that last January because I did all the numbers, and I said this isn't going to work for them. And so that's where we're headed with these things. Getting rid of the Federal Reserve is the number one thing we can do. And besides that, we should get as many people as we can to listen to Alex's show so they'll understand what's going on fresh, right to the moment. And, of course, my publication, which follows it up a couple of days later. And for those who can't see, that they can read. Anyway, those are the most important things.
What do you think about this word that the FDIC is asking for a bailout? I saw that a couple weeks ago, and I'd just forgotten to cover it. I mean, what happens if the FDIC gets a bailout?
Well, first of all, they're broke. Mm-hmm. They've asked the banks for a increase of dues for over the next 2 years to get it now. I don't think that's doable. And they're going to have to go to the government for $500 billion. And they'll be subsidized just like Fannie, Freddie, Ginnie, FHA, and all of these other agencies. And just to put that line of all the deposits under $250,000 to cover 1% of those deposits, which are supposedly insured, will cost $700 billion. So let's say that the U.S. government gave them $700 billion. I mean, they're going to be, that's 1% of what they need. I mean, half the banks in this country are going to go down. There's 8,400 approximately. Between 3,200 and 4,200 are going down.
Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. I mean, if you're listening, folks, it's time to take action. Any word when this will hit the Senate? We know that 1207 has passed through Congress. When is it up for the Senate?
Well, I think it's up to the Senate itself, and we need some great support there. The last I saw, we had 23 co-sponsors. We need everybody to contact every senator and just say, we want you to pass SB 604, I think it is, and we want that to get passed, and I think you'll do a great deal of good by doing that because they do listen.
Bob Chapman, thank you so much for joining us. It's the Alex Jones Show. Peter Dale Scott in studio in just a moment. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Go check us out at Infowars.com, and we're streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.